Now on WAKG, from the entertainment capital of the world, here's Hollywood Doug with the latest celebrity scoop.
Hollywood Doug, happy Thanksgiving week to you, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving week to you, Carol. Are you getting ready?
I am getting ready. And, you know, here in the South, we're doing all the traditional stuff, mashed potatoes, gravy, all of that good stuff, you know, the dressing, pumpkin pie. In Hollywood, though, what do you guys eat?
I don't know, but I think I just gained weight listening to what you said.
Exactly.
You're typical, you know, I'll roast an avocado and eat some bean sprouts. You know, that's how typical Thanksgiving out here.
Oh, I don't believe you for a minute. So, Doug, we've got some stuff going on here. I am really enjoying The Voice this year. Jennifer Hudson is one of the coaches, and she's got some stuff going on behind the scenes, not so hot.
Yeah, love her. Love her on The Voice. I'm glad she's got a gig on that. You know, she's an Oscar winner, Grammy winner.
Mm-hmm.
But her and her fiance David Otunga,
they split up
after 10 years, and this is one of the biggest custody battles we've ever seen out here in Hollywood. They're going at it really hard. He's accusing her of cheating on him, and he's even got the kid. Whenever they go out, the young son goes with her. He's got him taping her, and then sending him the video about what does mom do when I'm not there.
That is terrible.
That's really terrible.
Yes.
And, she's got a restraining order against him. And, you know, he's a big guy. He was with the WWE for a while.
Right.
You know, now he's doing some acting and commentating. He's a really big guy. And he's scaring her to death. In fact, last couple of days they were in the house and he left a gun. It was like a prop gun where he was acting on a film. And he left it on the counter. And she said he left it out there to intimidate her. Because if you remember, her mother and brother got killed years ago by a gunman. And, you know, she just thinks he's doing these little things, just trying to hurt her. And it's getting really, really nasty out here.
Well, obviously, if he is using their child, that tells me all I need to know about him. He's scum. You know, you just can't do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
You cannot do that. I don't care what has happened in the past. You cannot bring a child into your battle. That is just not right.
Absolutely, and he's doing it when she's at work. You know, she's recording a new album with a producer, and he's saying she's dating the producer and, you know, asking the son to film her, and it's just getting really bad. I feel so bad for the child.
I do, too, and I feel bad for her, too, because she is such a talent and has, as you pointed out, overcome such adversity with the murder of her mother and her brother and all. So I hate to hear that. I really do. I hope this guy doesn't sound like he will, but I hope he'll have kind of an epiphany, if you will, and just say, hey, look, I've been doing this wrong. You know, we just need to be as amicable as possible and move on. But I don't think he sounds that type.
Yeah, and you would think he would. You know, he's a Harvard grad. He's very intellectual, and he's supposedly a really good guy to other people. But him and her, just after 10 years, just are not getting along, and he's looking pretty bad in my eyes, you know, and most people out here, too.
I agree. I have to agree with that. All right, AMAs, we had that on Sunday night. In fact, just a little bit ago, last hour, I was talking about Keith Urban. He really did well in the country music category. A lot of great performances, but there has been a little bit of fallout. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, it was one of the most watched AMAs we've had, and it was right out here at the Microsoft Theater in L.A., and, you know, it was pretty good, and we got, a lot of good performances, but Christina Aguilera did this rendition of a three Whitney Houston songs, and it was, you know, The Bodyguard's 25-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And I thought she did okay. I mean, I didn't think it was great, but I thought she did pretty good. But she's catching so much flack on social media, saying she was the wrong person to do it. She was pitchy. You know, she was trying to copy Whitney. A lot of people are saying they should have gotten Adele to do it. But Whitney was Christina's idol, you know, and she really wanted to do this, and so they let her do it. But you know, she's getting a lot of flack about it, and you have to go back and watch it on social media, but I thought she did okay. It wasn't great, but a lot of people are saying she was the wrong choice.
The thing of it is, all of these people who are saying that, I bet none of them could have done anything near what Christina Aguilera was able to pull off.
Well, yeah, and you know, Pink said that on her social media, because they cut to a shot of Pink in the audience when she was singing, and it looked like Pink, her face was cringing. And so everybody was running with that, oh, Pink hates, you know, Christina's rendition. And Pink went on social media and said, no, I was just in awe, Christina. You know, that's just my face. But she did great, and I love her. I was not cringing when she was singing.
Okay.
And this is a woman who was hanging off the side of a 40-story building in downtown L.A. while singing her new song. So, you know, That in itself was kind of crazy.
Yeah, she's impressive. She is definitely an impressive performer. Selena Gomez made an appearance. You know, she's had the health scares and everything else going on. We know that supposedly she's back with the Biebs. Right. What's going on with her? A little fallout there as well. What happened?
Well, yeah, you know, this was her first performance since her kidney transplant.
Right.
And, you know, everybody said she looked timid. And she looked, you know, like she didn't know where she was, and she was wandering around the stage. And, of course, she was lip-syncing a little bit. You know, my source told me that, you know, she had some backing tracks because she hadn't sung in a while because of the health scare. And people were just saying she just looked so out of place. And she, you know, went back and said, hey, I was just acting. The song is called Wolves. Mm-hmm. And so she, the whole background was her coming out of the woods. And, you know, it was kind of a scary little theme to it. And she did look a little scared, but she says, hey, guys, I was acting. You know, some people are saying she had a panic attack before she went on stage. And she's trying to say none of that happened. And I thought it was okay. Actually, she looked great. She has blonde hair now. She looks really, really good, I thought. But a lot of people were saying, you know, she wasn't good. She didn't look good. And her voice didn't sound good.
You know, this is reminiscent of Garth Brooks lip-syncing at the CMAs. And I loved what Reba McEntire said about that. You know, Garth had done, like, just an unbelievable number of shows in the span of 50 hours. And he just didn't have the voice. But he still chose to show up. So even if Selena was somewhat out of place, if it wasn't acting and she's just kind of blowing it off as that, she still showed up. I mean, how brave does one have to be after having a kidney transplant, almost dying, and to show up and to do that? So, you know, there are too many critics, Hollywood Doug, too many critics, and that kind of bugs
me.
There are,
Carol.
Yes, and I know things bug you too, right?
You know, things do bug me, Carol, and you know who bugs me the most today?
Who's bugging you today?
Tori Spelling.
Oh, I haven't heard of her in a while. What's she done?
Exactly. Tori Spelling, she's been out of the limelight for a while, but Tori and her husband, Dean, you know, they always find their way to creep back in, and everybody goes, oh, that's why I hate her. You know, and she just bugs me. Her and her husband, you know, if you and I took out a loan at a bank, of course we would pay back on time, good credit, everything. I mean, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, her and her husband took out this loan back in 2010 for $400,000. Now, her father is, you know, Aaron Spelling, big producer, tons of money. Her and her mother got into a fight, and her mother didn't give her as much, I guess, from the will as she was supposed to get. But anyway, she's got money. The woman's been working. And her and her husband did not pay this loan back. They only paid back $200,000. They still owe City National Bank out here $220,000. And some of that is a $17,000 overdraft from her checking account.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big error right there.
Yeah, I mean, if you get $25 in your overdraft, you're upset.
Yeah.
Imagine $17,000.
Exactly.
Now, that's just ridiculous. And just a couple weeks ago, and we know she's got some cash because she was out to dinner over in Encino close by, and she was at Benihana, and she fell and burned herself on one of the hibachi grills. Now, you know, she's only 90 pounds, so I'm sure that took up most of her flesh. And, you know, and I'm sure she got some money out of that, plus a couple of gift certificates. But, you know, so the woman's got some money, and I don't know why she's not paying it back. So the bank just filed some legal documents. They're taking her to court, and they're saying, produce all your financial records, or you're going to be in contempt of court, and you might go to jail.
Well, you know what? She better have enough money to get a lawyer.
Yeah, and I hope she does. And that just bugs me that you think if you're a celebrity, you can just go do whatever you want, borrow any kind of money, and not pay it back.
Right.
That bugs me.
That bugs me, too. And you know what? There are a lot of politicians who do that as well. So.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that's good paying citizens. Pay back our debts.
That's right. There's always karma waiting. So, you know what? She may get food poisoning next time she's at Benihana. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, don't order the Tori Spelling because it's probably going to be burned.
Hollywood Doug, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you, Carol. Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you next week.